Hi, welcome to Explore HVAC and Home Services Podcast. I'm Pam Mashburn. I'm the president of Explore Media, and I've got with me today Savannah Pruitt, who's a member of our team. Savannah, what's your title?
I'm the SEO and content manager on our digital team.
And she could be any title in this office because she's so stinking smart. When Savannah started with me in high school, which was how many years ago? 6 years ago? Seven?
Like eight
years ago. She started as a job shadow, and we were so impressed with her that we hired her as soon as it was over. And so she's done a lot of different things in our organization, but she's really shined in the content and SEO realm. And she especially understands the HVAC and home services industry. So I wanted her to share a lot of her secret tips for us. Now, tell me, everybody hears the term SEO, but they don't really know what it means. How would you describe it? What would you say?
So SEO, in broad terms, it stands for search engine optimization. And it's a combination of the stuff that you're working on the back end of your website and on the front end of your website. So it's going to be basically anything that you do that tells Google what's on your website, how to read your website, how to serve it up to people who are searching for things related to your business. And it's a really important thing to invest in, because if you aren't paying attention to your SEO and you're kind of just throwing content out there, you're going to confuse Google. You're never going to show up high up in the search results with your competition, and you're not going to be able to grab that traffic from, you know, people searching HVAC near me, air conditioner repair near me.
Yeah, I heard a joke one time that said, the best place to hide a dead body is on the second page of Google.
It's true. It's true. You really want to be on that first page, ideally within the first three results, because people just don't scroll too far past that.
They don't. So, you know, and it's sometimes with like HVAC, you kind of go, is my website, is anybody even looking at the website? Because they're a lot of times just calling me when they have something break or they need maintenance or whatever. So sometimes you look at it and you go, I know my website is an asset, but how much should I really put into it? So what would you say to that?
I would say, like I said, it's putting the work into it is really important, because that's going to, you're indicating to Google, you know, we're actively working on this website, we're alive, we're here. And it's basically telling Google how to read your website. You know, you might think nobody's going to come to my website and read my blog about, you know, crawl space encapsulation. And it doesn't really matter if nobody actually comes directly there to read that blog post, but you're showing Google that you are an authority on that topic, and you're going to start showing up in search results for people who are searching things related to crawl space encapsulation. So it's really less about, are people reading every word on the website, and more about, does Google understand what's on my website? And then is it showing it to people who are searching for these services?
Yeah. So that's a really good point, because I've used the term feeding Google. Mm-hmm. We're trying to feed Google the stuff, because I've heard you talk about, like, when somebody's searching, they're Google's client.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they're Google's client. So Google wants to make sure they show the best results for that client.
Right.
So tell me some of the things that are important in SEO. Like what is Google? How are they measuring it?
So the ultimate gold standard for Google right now, in the past, you were able to get away with what they call these kind of black hat little mm-hmm. hacks and SEO tricks.
We all did it.
You would put some invisible text on a page mm-hmm. with a bunch of keywords in it, or, you know, just tons of kind of
keyword stuffing. Yeah, we've all done it.
Yeah,
it worked. It worked.
It used to work, but Google's algorithm is so incredibly sophisticated. They're updating it really almost on a monthly basis now. It seems like they're doing these core updates. And the ultimate goal, so gold standard for Google, is helpful, relevant content. Mm. So obviously, you know, you want to include your keywords in there, include terms that are relevant to your business, that are relevant to your service area. But Google really wants to see that you're providing genuinely helpful, relevant content to your audience.
So what are some of those things that they measure? Like, I've heard you say, like, the amount of time someone spends on their website.
Right.
What and how could you increase the time that someone spends on your
website?
Right.
So Google definitely takes into account how much time people are spending on your website. Obviously, you know, the longer someone is on your site, that's an indicator that they're getting good content and they're enjoying the experience on your website. Another indicator would be how many pages they visit while they're on your website. Mm-hmm. So that's actually an important part of SEO is the user experience. So making sure that your website is easy to navigate for people. You know, they're on your AC repair page and then they see a button about your financing. So they're able to easily navigate between multiple pages, and kind of making sure that your blog posts are linked together and making sure that I like to call it cross-pollinating. So you kind of link all your pages within each other on your website.
I love that. What about video?
So video is definitely important in this day and age, especially. I mean, people just have shorter attention spans for reading, so video is important. And there are things that you can do to make your videos that you're posting on your website help your SEO. So, you know, you can even just down from the way that you title a video, mm-hmm. just putting your keywords in it, your city name, your area name.
Oh, that's a good idea.
On the back end, if you're embedding a video, you can do kind of that alt text, so that hidden text, so that if anybody with a screen reader comes over it, they see, oh, video about AC repair. So then you've got that AC repair word on there.
Which that's really important because Google isn't watching the videos. Like Right. Their bots don't watch the videos. Right. So if you don't have that back end text that you're talking about, Google may just kind of...
Yeah, they have no idea what it's about.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you would either need to have like a transcription under it or mm-hmm. you need to have that text. That's mm-hmm. great. That's a great tip.
Which actually, now that you've said transcription, is a really good tip that I've been giving people is that if you're doing videos, even if they're short, there are services that you can just upload the video clip to really quick and it'll transcribe it for you. Take the transcription of that video, turn it into a quick blog post, and then you've got two pieces of content right there that are going to be great for SEO.
Right. And just as a cross-pollination for your whole marketing campaign, mm-hmm. you can also use that same video on YouTube yes. and social media. Mm-hmm. So video is really where it's going, but it's a lot of work. It's so much easier to just write something, mm-hmm. but the video is where people are spending time. So we're kind of talking about content strategy right now, but there's also keywords, and we've all heard the word keywords, but what does that mean? And how do you utilize that when you're looking at an SEO?
So in SEO terms, a keyword is going to be just, you know, a phrase that somebody is searching to land on your website. So for HVAC, a lot of common keywords tend to be, you know, AC repair near me, 24/7 emergency AC repair, heat HVAC financing, or how can I finance my, you know, my heater. So keywords are really just these words that people are searching to land on your website. And when it comes to implementing those keywords into your website, like I said earlier, the keyword stuffing used to be a thing. So I'll just use, I always like to use the pizza New York City example. So an old way that people would do this would be, this is the best pizza place in New York City to get pizza because we serve pizza in New York City. And if you want to get pizza while you're in New York City, get your pizza here at the pizza place. So just this
in New York
awkward,
City.
Yeah. So just this awkward, repetitive, just like putting that one keyword that you want to rank for in there as many times as possible. It doesn't work anymore because Google, their algorithm can tell that this is not a natural sentence. This is not actually providing helpful content. You're just trying to game the system and put your keywords in there. So the way that we do it now is, like I said, helpful, relevant content. And still making sure that you're incorporating those keywords, but it's just so important to make sure that you're doing it in a natural way that's actually providing value to the person reading it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that example because that is what we, you know, years ago were taught to do. Mm-hmm. And it did work at the time, but you're right. It's gotten where it's not like that anymore. And I wanted to kind of mention one of the things about keywords, so that we use keywords in SEO, which is on your website, but we also use keywords for Google AdWords. Mm-hmm. So the difference with Google AdWords is you're actually paying for those searches, whereas this, people are finding you organically. And so, you know, it can be made, you can make the case that if you're investing in your website, that's going to have a lot longer lasting effect than if you invest in Google AdWords.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's a little bit of a slower, more long-term investment as SEO is, just because, you know, it's going to take Google a little bit to, if you're not putting money behind it, you're just showing it, hey, this is a good website. It's going to take a little bit longer to see gains from that. But it definitely is a good long-term, it has staying power. So, you know, once you're in Google's good graces, basically, as long as you keep up the good work, there's good staying power with that. But that's why we always say that it's a really good idea to pair SEO with the Google ads, because mm-hmm. then you're showing up in that sponsored ad and you're showing up in the next organic search result. So you're getting more exposure and you're getting kind of the quick wins and the more long-term investment.
Yeah, I like that because, you know, it used to be you just got a website so that you look like a real business, which, let's face it, nobody wants you coming in their house if you're not a real business and you have a website. Mm-hmm. But there's a little bit more to it now. And so that's why we're going through all of this. The HVAC industry is really competitive, and especially online. How would you say that they can stand out in their search engine results?
So there is a lot of competition, especially in your bigger, you know, your Atlanta, your
Nashville
metro areas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's really important to have a clearly defined service area on your website. So something that is essential is having kind of an overall service area page that talks about your services and kind of lists out, you know, every city, town, sometimes even bigger neighborhoods that you service. And then your bigger areas within your service area, having an individual service page for all of those places. So
would you do it by cities or counties? Does it matter?
It really, I guess, would just depend on like the population density. There's tools that you can use to see, you know, how many people in this area, what's the volume of people in this area searching for this term. So you can kind of figure it out that way. Mm-hmm. But that's one really important thing to do when you're trying to stand out among your competition, is making sure that, you know, you're showing up there with them. If you're in that same service area, you don't want them to be showing up in the service area.
Right. So if you did, so let's dig into that one a little bit deeper. So would you do like, you know, I'll use, we're in Montgomery, Alabama. So I'll just use that as an example. So would you have a page that says exactly the same thing, but with Montgomery, Alabama? And then would you have another one that says Prattville, which is a suburb? Would you have that and have it say the same thing? Or would you want it to be different?
You would want it to be at least a little bit different. It's almost never a good idea to have a duplicate page on your website, because it confuses Google. You know, it sees two, and they may have different URLs and they're different pages, but when it's reading your website, it says both of these pages have the exact same words pretty much, and I'm confused and I don't know which one to show people, so I'm not going to show them either one. So I would say, you know, it can be the same general layout, the same general information, but I would not copy paste word for word. I would rewrite it a little bit.
Do you ever put stuff in there about that particular city that's, you know, like Montgomery is a great place for blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Does that help, or is it?
Sometimes it helps with, and we haven't really talked about backlinks yet, but it does help a little bit with the backlink side of it. So, you know, so Montgomery, you can put a little blurb about Montgomery is the capital of Alabama. It's not 100% relevant to the page, but what you can do with that is then, you know, you can link the Montgomery AL text, you can link to the city website page, or, you know, and those websites tend to have a pretty high authority with Google. So, you know, you're showing Google, okay, I'm associated with this city. So that's a little thing that you can do for sure.
So yeah, now that you've mentioned backlinks, let's go into backlinks, because that's one of the factors as well, because I like to think of it as like, if you have a house, if your website was a house, you want to make sure that you're in a good neighborhood, your location matters. And if you're in the middle of like some rural area and there's nothing around it, then Google doesn't have a way to place you. So, if we talk about backlinks, what are some good backlinks? Like, would Chamber of Commerce be a good backlink?
Yes. So some kind of quick win, easy backlinks that you can go. So say you're starting with no backlinks, or you're not sure if you have any backlinks. And when we say backlinks, we just mean a website, an outside website linking to your website. a really easy place to start is with chambers of commerce, any organizations that you're a member of, you know, Rotary Club, what those kind of things that your business is associated with.
Or maybe if you sponsor like the Humane Society, yes, or some sort of festival, yeah, or something, right?
Those are easy. So you can go, they typically have directory listings of their members or their sponsors. So you can just go see, am I on here? You know, if you are and you have a link back to your website, that's great to know. If not, you can just send them a quick email and say, hey, I noticed, you know, my name is here, but it doesn't link to my website. And give them the link and just say, can you add this link back to my website? And yeah, doing that is a pretty easy way to get some quality backlinks. There's also, you know, local directories, even not local directories, national directories of, you know, of HR
Yellow Pages. Contractors. Yeah. Even though we don't get Yellow Pages anymore, they still have a directory online, out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So reaching out to those, some of them will make you pay, or will ask that you pay some kind of fee to be on their listings, but there's tons of them that they'll just add you for free. All you have to do is ask and then you'll get a directory listing on their website.
Yeah. I know we work with our clients and we have, I think, 60 to 90 different backlinks that we create for that. So the backlinks are really important. What are some other things that we would want to think about? Because I think there's a few of them. Let's see. We talked about content. Mm-hmm. We talked about backlinks. Mm-hmm. Did we talk about like meta tags and all that junk?
Yeah.
That sounds so confusing.
I know. Some of the more technical stuff, some of the back end stuff, but it is really important. So Google wants to see from a technical side that your website loads quickly, that it's, you know, easy for people to navigate. So a lot of that is going to be on your back end, and some things that, that you can check into with that. Google has a free tool, Page Speed Insights, you can use to see how fast your website is. And that's completely free to use. It'll show you desktop and mobile how fast your website is. And the results of it can be a little complicated to understand. They have a pretty good index, mm-hmm, or a glossary that explains it, but it'll actually give you suggestions for what you can do on your own to go ahead and speed up your website. So some of those things would be, you know, if you have images on your website and the files are too big, then your images are taking forever to load, then your website's going to take forever to load. People aren't going to stay on there. Google's is having a hard time crawling it because it's loading so slowly, they're not going to want to show it. So that's an important part of the technical side. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the metadata. So that's kind of that, the hidden text on images that we talked about. So yeah, Google can't see pictures, but they can read pictures. So you want to make sure that all of your images that you're uploading on the back end of your website have a clear, relevant description of what the image is, not only for Google, but also for people who are using screen readers. So they can understand the content, the context of the images that they aren't able to see. Those are two of the main things that I see that normally need fixing pretty quick if someone hasn't had any SEO work done on their website. On the technical side.
Now, one thing I want to mention is if you're listening to the podcast and you'd like to get us to do an analysis, we can do that. So we've got a lot of tools. And when we're working with our clients, we evaluate that on a monthly basis to make sure. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to, because I think there's around, if it's got to be less than three seconds, right, mm-hmm, on load speed.
For the first page to load, yes.
For the first page. Okay. And then what about mobile? Because, you know, if you've got a website that's been around for a while, we probably need to check the mobile responsiveness, right?
So it has never been more important to have a mobile responsive website because actually the way that Google crawls websites now, majority of the time they have basically like a robot that crawls your website, right? So it's a little, you know, back-end robot that's literally going through your website, looking through every page, seeing what's mm-hmm on there. And because the majority of traffic on websites today is mobile, their bot reads it mobile first. So they send out basically a bot who acts like it's a cell phone and it's reading your website mobile first.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So they consider the mobile version of your website before they even consider the desktop version in most cases.
So that's really how they're using that's how they're doing the ranking, right?
Yeah. So it's really, really important to make sure that your website is mobile responsive so that that means, you know, that it's showing up right on any size screen. Because I'm sure that you've gone to websites before. You open it on your phone and the image is enormous and it's not, you know, you can't really go anywhere.
And you can't find the menu. Yeah. I'm like, where's the...
Yeah, like it was clearly designed for a desktop and they didn't kind of translate the design over to a smaller screen. So
yeah, or it's too small.
Yeah.
You can't read it. So. Yeah,
so it's extremely important.
Yeah. And, you know, even if even without SEO, we've had some clients where we've taken it and they're mobile. It's mobile responsive, but what it's showing is not in the right places. So you've got to adjust some of that stuff too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say are some of the misconceptions about SEO? I would say, and I've heard this a lot, is people say, well, I'm investing a lot of money into SEO and I'm just not seeing the returns in the first couple of months.
Right.
Well, you know, what would you say to that?
I mean, it is a longer term kind of project because, you know, there's I don't even know how many millions of websites out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's really, there's a lot of competition. So, and it takes Google a little bit to, especially if you've never done any SEO work on your site before, or it's a brand new site, it's going to take them a little while to basically, like you said, the searcher is Google's client. So it's going to take them a little bit to trust to recommend you to their client. It does take a little bit more time. There's a couple things that you can do, you know, that are more of the quick wins, like the backlinks I talked about, or, you know, speeding up your website, submitting your own sitemap to Google.
Oh, what's that?
So that's basically just a file that tells Google the order of the pages, what pages are on your website, what kind of blog posts you have. It just kind of expedites Google being able to read your site.
Well, I've heard you guys say that, like when we've redesigned a site, that you will, once you get it redesigned, then you send it to Google. So they'll go back and crawl through it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to know. What other misconceptions would you have you heard or had questions about with SEO?
I would say backlinks is always controversial. There are, you know, some people will say, oh, you can just
buy them. Can I just buy them?
I mean, you cannot just, I mean, I guess technically you can just buy them, but it's not going to work for you. And Google will penalize you actually if they find out that you're, you know, you're buying these backlinks. And also, it's just not helpful. It's not going to bring relevant traffic to your website. That, because that, again, just going back to the Google's golden standard for right now, and probably will continue to be, is helpful, relevant content. So if you're using these random PR services who are linking to, you know, your website from a taekwondo, like it's just completely unrelated.
Yeah.
And it's just, it doesn't do you any favors.
Well, what about like this? You're kind of talking about that. We had somebody that got penalized one time because there was a spammy, what you call a spammy link. Talk about that a little bit.
So that part of the algorithm has gotten a little more sophisticated. Google can kind of tell whether, basically whether it's your fault or not.
Because in that case, the people that had the not good website were trying to get authority from our website.
Yes.
Right.
So the algorithm has gotten pretty sophisticated where they can tell if it's you trying to game the system by acquiring all of these backlinks, or if it's some spammy website that's trying to pull from your authority. So that's not as big of a worry anymore. There used to be, it used to be, you know, that if you noticed that these sites were linking back to you, you basically needed to report it to Google and disavow and tell them I'm not related with this. But their algorithm has got, I was just reading about this. This is kind of a new part of their, one of their new core updates is that the algorithm can tell, basically, whether you're trying to do something or whether you're just, you know, just your website's just out there.
Yeah, because in that case, it was like one IP address with 11 websites that was linking to it, but it was hurting us. I mean, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at, like, so every month, I know with our clients, you have a SEO dashboard and it looks at things like what's their average position, you know, how are they doing? What are some of the things that you're, are the clients find the most interesting?
The main kind of key performance indicators that we look for with SEO is we always look at the number of sessions that came directly from organic search,
okay,
and whether or not that increased, you know, from the month or the quarter previously. We look at, like I said, or like we were talking about earlier, how much time, the average time spent on the site to show whether or not people are engaged and interested, as well as how many pages they visited, the okay, average number of pages. Something that I think clients usually find interesting is we report on and we look at the number of times that they were seen in search results. So Google impressions versus how many people actually click through when they saw them in search results.
I guess I didn't realize we were looking at that. So yeah, impressions versus clicks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the search results.
Uh-huh.
And so we use that number of the impressions versus the click-through rate on the impressions to help us figure out, okay, they're being seen a lot in search results, but nobody's clicking. So obviously that means we need to change the page titles to something more relevant or exciting, or we mm-hmm. need to, you know, kind of edit how it looks in the search results page as best as we can. So that's usually pretty interesting. And then obviously keyword rankings, people love to see, you know, that they're number one.
Yes.
And that's always the goal. And, you know, and then we report on backlinks. So people like to see, you know, oh, this new directory linked to our website, and we didn't even have to ask them to, because we just have a good website and they wanted to link to us.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Right. Well, so if you could give an HVAC business owner or service, mm-hmm. Home services owner, three actionable tips mm-hmm. for improving their digital marketing efforts, what would it be?
So number one is less of a thing that you'll do to improve your SEO, and more of a thing that you need to do to see if you're improving your SEO. Mm-hmm. So it's making sure that you are tracking your website traffic with Google Analytics, with Google Search Console. All of these are free Google products. There's a little bit of setup required, but nothing too complicated. And that's super important to establish your baseline so you can kind of see where you are and then help you be able to see your progress. So if you're not collecting data, you know, and you're working on your SEO, there's no way for you to know what's going on.
Yeah. Did the blog that I put on make any difference?
Right. Or, you know, what page is most popular right now that I need to pay attention to? Mm-hmm. So there's just so much that goes into that. And so you need to make sure that you're doing that tracking. Second thing, a little bit of a broken record here, but high quality, relevant, helpful content is just the absolute most important thing. Because if you're doing truly, genuinely helpful content that is relevant to your readers, then you're never going to be penalized by Google for that. It can only help you.
What if you're writing everything with AI, like ChatGPT, and it says moreover, delve, all of that kind of stuff?
I mean, there's definitely ways that you can make it sound less ChatGPT.
Well, Google know?
The last that I read, they basically, I don't want to say it wrong, but I feel like I read at one point, they don't really care. I mean, as long as it's, you know, still high quality, relevant content. And there's no way for them to really know that, because, I mean, you could just be saying moreover.
Nobody's writing moreover.
Well, I saw this, you know, the thing about, they're like, well, nobody uses dashes in their writing. That's how you know that it's AI.
Oh, I always use dashes everywhere.
So, you know, but
I think the user's pretty smart.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there is a balance, right?
Yeah. But as far as Google goes, I mean, as long as you're just being genuinely helpful, providing relevant content, that is the best way to go.
Okay.
And then I would say the third thing, and this is, I already talked about this, but this was my third thing I had planned to talk about was some of those easy backlink wins. So just making sure that your site is linked to local chambers, any organizations that you're a member of, directories. If you're already listed, you know, just check to make sure that it's linking to you. If you're not listed, then ask them to link to you. And those are just, that's a quick way to go ahead and start showing Google that you're linked to some legit sites and that you're an actual website and you can be trusted.
Yeah. So I think the reason a lot of people don't want to do SEO is because it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, if I had to do it by myself, if I didn't have a Savannah, I would be like, this is too daunting. I'm done. Close the shop.
It's a lot.
So, but it's just a part of the overall, you know, package that you want to do. But it is important that we're doing it because your competition's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's at the top, they've worked really hard at it. And we've seen some people that we started working with 2 years ago that were like on page, like number 56 on page 11 or something. And we've gotten them up to the first page on a lot of really key terms.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not on every term,
mm-hmm.
but on key terms, especially HVAC near me and things like that.
Right.
So you really want to hone in on what is it that you want to, you know, where do you want to show up? What's your high profit products? I'm not sure I said that right. High profit products. Where do you want to show up? And then being realistic about those searches. I mean, I think there's still a balance of, you know, Google LSA, there's a Google AdWords, there's SEO. And, you know, what you want to do is if you're putting money into your SEO over time, as you're building your client base, you're no longer going to need to spend as much money on Google LSA leads that are $60. You're going to start getting those local SEO and SEO leads that are, you know, a few dollars. So that's really where you want to get to. So it is a long range plan. I heard somebody talk about it and used a car track example.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at NASCAR. And somebody comes in and they're a brand new car and some of the cars have already been going around like 100 laps.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a new car out there. Your car works about the same as the other cars, but they've been out there a lot longer.
Right.
So you can get caught up to those, but you're going to have to really work really hard to get there. So don't get discouraged if you're new. But if you've been out there for a while and you're not getting traction, you might just need to get a little bit of different help.
Mm-hmm.
But like Savannah said, you need to get that baseline. We would love to here at Explore HVAC, explorehvac.com, we would love to do a competitor analysis where we can see how your competitors are doing compared to how you're doing and get you that baseline. And we do that for any of the people that listen to our podcasts and any of our clients. So, we would love to do that for you guys. Is there anything else that you would say that we haven't covered that we need to cover?
No, I feel like we covered a lot.
I do too. I do too. I think there's a lot of challenges in this, but there's also a lot of rewards. And the whole name of the game is getting ahead, getting those new customers, getting those leads, and like you said, helpful.
Relevant content
is a big key to all of this. And don't forget, all of this content that you're using, you can use on your YouTube videos. You can use it on your social media. You can use it in your newsletters to your clients.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really something that is going to be used in a lot of different ways. Well, that's it for today. So glad you joined us on Explore HVAC and Home Services Podcast. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us. I'm Pam at explorehvac.com, and we will see you next time.